sing. Oh, hear your people sing. Holy to the King of Kings. Holy, you will always be. Holy, holy forever. You will always be.
Let's just give the Lord a clap of praise this afternoon. Amen. He's worthy to receive all honor, glory, and praise. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Are you happy to be in the house of God? Amen. You could be cutting your grass. You could be doing something out, you know, watering your garden, you know, having a cookout. But you came here because you wanted to worship God. Amen. And I believe that God sees your heart. He knows your intentions. And I believe you're going to get according to what you're desiring. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Good to have all of our visitors here today. And it may not be many, but he's promised where there are two or three are gathered, that's where he'll be. And I believe he's here. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. You're welcome to be seated. Let's just sing this song, Highway to Heaven. And then we're going to have Brother Wade come after this song. If the brothers could bring it up.
Let's
set your feet.
Oh, it's the highway. person now. If you're not walking, let's start walking.
You win the prize. Whatever it is, you win it. Is there any people in Austell left? Nobody at Six Flags. I think they're here. But thank y'all all for coming. How many is the first time you've been here? First time. Everybody's been here before then, right? Good. Well, great. Some things have changed. Brother Dale's left the scene since the last time we had a fellowship meeting several years ago, so I appreciate you coming, and I appreciate your prayers and all for the church, and we appreciate all of you coming, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord. We're going to have our prayer request here in just a second, and then we'll get back up and give Brother Tom Kershane another several hours to get here. And I told the brother downstairs, what'd I say? Noah got in the ark, but God shut the door. There was a lot of people wanting to get in that ark before. I'm just not going there anyway. Okay, yeah. Thank all these musicians. They did a good job. They're doing a good job. So let's give them a big hand. I'm going to let Brother Ryan come up and do our prayer request. And if you have a prayer request, he'll give you time to lift your hand if you want to say something. If not, then we'll just continue and pray and have our prayer request. And like I said, Brother Tom said he was coming, so he should be here in a little bit. So it's a long way from Sweetwater, Tennessee, and not no easy way to get there. So, but we sure appreciate Brother Ryan. He's going to come and do the prayer request, and then we'll get started. We appreciate you. Love you with the love of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you all. I'm kind of new to the technology, so for those of you who turn in prayer requests, some of them didn't get updated here. I apologize for that. I'm going to try to remember some of them here, but the layout of the service today, we're having the service up here, then be 4:30, starting food and fellowship, all up to 8 o'clock, question and answers, conversation, games and activity, and so forth. And Brother Joel Brown ministering for us. Also, we'll skip the announcements, go into the prayer requests here. All right. Oh, happy birthday today to Brother Daniel Mambalay. Here we are with prayer requests. Sister Barbara will be returning to Georgia on Tuesday, so let's be in prayer for her return trip. Also, Brother Boyd mentioned that a storm hit his brother's area in Owensboro, Kentucky. So pray for all them people in the path of that storm, and also for his continued protection of us here. And also, Sister Lisa mentioned about Sister Janice Wilson. We need to be in prayer for Sister Janice Wilson. She wanted to let us know that she's becoming more responsive. She has started to move her legs and left arm, which she wasn't doing yesterday. So praying for her to wake up and start doing things on her own, and she can get the vent removed. That's Sister Janice Wilson. She had a stroke, for those of you who don't know that. Sister Kathy asked prayer for Sister Teresa Cash and her family. And her mom passed away March 11th. Her mom's name is Eula Hall. Be in prayer for that family. Sister Janet asked prayer for her mom, Sister Audrey, and also Brother Terrence mentioned the other day, Brother David Mathis. We need to pray for him with cancer. And also be in prayer for these upcoming meetings. We're having the fellowship meeting April 26th. Brother Chris Long, ministering for us, be in prayer for that coming up, and also the anniversary meeting, Brother Mike Oltick, on July 6th. And then the Tennessee meeting there in July 18th. That's all the prayer requests I have here, I believe. Okay, does anybody have any other prayer requests to mention? Anybody want to raise their hand and mention any need that you have in particular? Sister Joyce. Okay, Sister Joyce's friend Jeannie's having open heart surgery. Remember Jeannie. Any other particular? Yes, ma'am. Your son can't see and talk. Okay, had head injury. Okay, let's pray for her son. And any other requests anybody wants to lift their hand up for? Okay, and all unspoken requests. Raise your hand with any unspoken requests. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us get to be your Lord today. Thank you for your presence here, and thank you for all the visitors who have come from such a long ways. Lord, bless them for their efforts. Lord, for coming to be in the meeting today. And pray you bless all the spoken requests, Lord. All those raise their hands with unspoken, Lord, you know each need on each heart. Pray for the sister's son that has the head injury, and also Sister Joyce's request for her friend with the surgery coming up. Also pray thank you for touching Sister Esther Curtis and having her baby, and all be well with her and all of that family. Thank you for blessing them, Lord, with that precious little one, and for giving good health to her and the baby. Continue to pray you touch Dominic Haynes, Lord, continue to touch him. Brother Charles Anderson's wife with the cancer, Sister Azetta, be with her, Lord, I pray. And touch Brother Boyd's brother there in the path of that storm that was affected by that, and all the others of us who may have the storms on the way. Just protect us from those storms, I pray. Pray you touch Sister Barbara, Lord, be with her on a return trip. And also David Mathis, Lord, with the cancer. All the other men and ones that we've mentioned here recently with cancers, Lord, touch all those needs, I pray. Pray you bless Brother Joel Brown, ministering for us, Lord. Give him the words to speak and our ears to hear. And most of all, bless all the young people, Lord, at the meeting. This is supposed to be for the young people. Pray you touch them, Lord, and give them a special touch in their hearts and in their lives, Lord, and lead them closer in their walk with you. And just have your way in the service and everything that's done. May it all be for your glory. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You can be seated.
Amen. Like I said before, God bless you. Good to have you with us. All the born-again believers sit up here, so y'all come up here. Brother Tom, you're going to have to sit up here. Come on up, babe. Good to see you. Yes, sir. Yes, that's your seat. David, just for you. Good to have you with us. Now, what we wanted to do is we have a quarterly or every other Saturday or every other month, we have a youth service. And it just impressed upon my heart. I called Brother David, you're going to have to come up here, buddy. Come up here and sit with the born-again people. Fire follows up here, Brother Dick said. Brother Dick said right up here is where the fire follows at. God bless you, sister. Good to have you with us. Sit with him. You came with him. But good to have each and every one of you. But it was impressed upon my heart, and Brother Tony and I talked about getting the fellowship meeting started again. So I thought we would kind of merge them together today. This is a youth/fellowship meeting, and we have our pastors here from different areas. And I really believe we ought to start getting the fellowship back together again. And Brother Tony and Brother Tom is agreeable with that. So we're going to start having them. Like the next one will be in June, and Brother Tony's going to have it. It'll be June, the third Saturday in June. Third Saturday in June will be at Brother Tony's down close to Six Flags, and we'll give you all the information if you need that. How many of you here from Brother Tony's church? Raise your hand. Beat that. We can't even beat that. I don't even have enough of my people here for that. Some people have other things to do, but we're going to start the fellowship meeting back, Lord willing. Brother Tony will have the next one, then we'll talk with the next about Brother Tom having the next one after that, which would be in August or September, somewhere in September. So we'll talk about that, but we're going to do that now, if the Lord willing. We're going to do that, and Brother Tony is he's brought his crew with him, and we're going to let him come up here first, greet the people, and let him have his singers come. And good to be here. Good to have our brother and sister. Well, good to have you with us today. God bless you. Good to see you. Hadn't seen you in a couple of days. They were at the Valentine's banquet, so we sure do appreciate them. They're from Brother Luke Gibson's church. So, yeah, y'all get to know each other again. Let's watch these fellowship. Listen, we started these fellowship meetings in the 80s, I think it was, We had them every month, third Saturday of every month. Then it got to where we couldn't have them. Some people dropped out. Some people got older. So we started having every other month. And then when COVID hit, we quit having them. So we're going to start having them again if I have to have them every time. Because we need to get, we need fellowship. Do we not need fellowship?
Come on.
We need fellowship.
Yes, sir.
Devil separates. God brings us together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you happy to be here?
Amen.
We're excited to be together.
Yes.
After a long time, the COVID-19 stuff that divided us, but we thank God that we are together again.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate Brother Wade for the opportunity to come and bless the Lord. We have good musicians, and we're going to invite Brother Colley to come first and come and give us a song. Brother Colley will come first. Then Sister Mary and Sister Faith, and pretty much.
Bless you. Are you happy to be here?
Amen.
Now let's give the Lord a round of applause. Yes. I don't know. It looks like we don't have enough time, but me, I have time. God give me time. If you wouldn't mind, can I read a scripture before we go forward? Good. What we're doing is not out of cater. It's in order. Amen. If you wouldn't mind, let's open the Bible to Ephesians. I wish this is going to be on the screen. Ephesians 5. I think we start from some 15, right? 15 is okay. I don't want to take too much time. Can somebody read it? Yeah, 15. Yeah, you can read faster.
Walk circumspectly, not as fools.
Amen.
But as wise. Amen. Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
Hold it. Because the days are
evil.
Thank you. Is it true? God bless you. That tells me now I'm talking to the bride.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you know that. But permit me to pick from 16 down again. Please put it there. Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. God said it. And nobody can do anything about it. But glory be to God, you are saved. Then you come down again, 17. I'm playing my music, okay? I can see the smile. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Permit me to go to 18. That is the last stanza, okay? Maybe who will allow me to read the 19 too? Okay, God bless you. But when I get to the 19, maybe I'll stop. And be not drunk with wine. Wherein is what? Excess. But be filled with. Oh man, I love that one. I do, yes, I do. I want in any moment in my life. I need him. I need him. Without him, I can do it. Trials here. Sometimes they are many. And of sometimes my feet get weary. Till it seems that I must stumble and fall. But then unseen hands that leads me is the hand that keep me steady. And I know by faith I can make it after all. Oh, after all, this life is over. And our burdens are being lifted. When we stand upon the mountain, tall, so tall, oh, we looking over in the city that a Savior is preparing. Give me faith that I can make it after all. I love this one. Say it. By myself, I cannot make it. But I know you're there to help me. You hear my cry, if only I will call. Just keep trusting and believing. Ah, the words I hear him whisper. Just a few more days to labor after all. Oh, after this life is over and our burdens are being lifted. Stand upon the mountain, tall, so tall. Oh, we looking over in the city that a Savior is preparing. Hallelujah. Give. Come on. But I can make it after all. Amen. We sing it again. Say it again. Give me faith that I can make it. God is faithful. The very last time. Give me.
our musicians.
Yeah. Sister Mary, Sister Faith, yeah, please.
Forsaken, begging for bread or left to suffer. Have patience,
just wait and see
what God will. Sending his angels, fighting from all sides. He's leading the way, yes, he is the guide. Trust in him, he will never fail. He'll walk with you along life's rugged trail. Just lift up your hands, this is your victory day. And give him the praise, worship the Lord.
When he is working,
amen.
Have patience, just wait and see what God will do. worship, simply worship. If you are crying, worship. In your trials, worship. If you are hurting, worship. Nothing matters, worship. Trail. Just lift up your hands. This is your victory day. And give him the praise. Worship the Lord. 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 Worship the Lord.
Proud daddy. When those singers come, he's proud of them, and so are we. Let's give him another good hand. We're all proud of them. We appreciate that. That's part of fellowship. Part of fellowship is singing and praising the Lord. So, God bless you. You okay, Brother Tom? You okay? All right. Good to see you, man. These kids, Brother Tom's kids, were children when we first met them.
Right.
And he wasn't much older than them. Sister Dory's still not. But we saw him grow up over the years, and we sure appreciate the family. Good to see you, and good to have you with us. And Brother Tom, if you want to come up, and all the way from Sweetwater, Tennessee. It's uphill all the way from here. God bless you, buddy. God bless you.
God bless you all. It's so good to be here. I have truly missed everybody.
Amen.
It's wonderful to see the missing faces, because some of them are in glory today, but very sad for us. I believe a message.
Yes.
I believe God in his great love said, my people will need me, and I will send them a message to straighten out the difficulties.
Amen.
Because the times truly will wax worse and worse.
Yes.
God would send a message by a prophet.
Right.
That prophet would get people back to the center of the Word of
Amen.
God.
Right.
That message would prepare people for a rapture.
Yes.
Because the times were going to get horrible.
Yes. Right.
Before the message, I didn't even know what love was.
Right.
And now we know what love is.
Yes. Amen.
We are also learning what true evil is.
Yes. Right.
Where the world is getting so evil that everything good will be speaking evil against. And everything bad will be justified and spoken well about. We're in the days of the end time message. We should not be surprised. It would come in so sneaky, so horrible, to try to destroy the very work of God. Hold tight to the word of God. This is our hour. This is the time when we stand. This is the time when we display Jesus Christ in hearts. And the times will grow worse. And some of us, maybe here even, will be arrested for this word. We're already scorned. We're already set aside like we are odd. But it's the days of the message. God would send a messenger, a prophet,
yes.
God would also send a fivefold ministry for the finishing work of the prophet's message. God would also send sermons and make sure that they were taped. The same God who sent a Bible and made sure it was in printed form. And then he would have a people that would live those words, that would live the written and the spoken word. I believe this message. I did not learn this message online. I learned it on my knees.
Amen.
One day we'll just be gone. We'll just simply be gone. And then they get to stay and argue doctrine. We are the living doctrine. Now is the time for parents to watch over their children.
Amen.
Now's the time for children to watch over your siblings. Now's the time for children to act like kings and queens. This is the time. And for those who endure until the end, a great crown awaits us. A great time of reunion and fellowship with the great ones that have gone on. The church in Sweetwater greets you, and we're fighting our battle.
Yes,
and the message still lives.
Yes, amen.
There's still people that hear the word and are called out, isn't there?
That's right.
They hear that word and know that they want more of that. The true manna from heaven. Amen. I love you all. Just God bless you for coming. I'm so grateful for these meetings to be back. I'm tired of the devil. COVID was just one more test.
That's right.
I would like to say that this will be our last test.
That's right.
It won't. Amen. But the same God who brought you to the Lord will keep you in the Lord and will keep you to the end. And I just want to say a great honor and respect to Brother Samuel Dale, who right to the end, you know, he may have lost his memory, but he didn't lose his mind. He never ever lost his testimony of believing this message.
Yes,
let this mind be in you,
yes,
which was in Brother Samuel Dale and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because
right,
it'll take you through. Even if we lose our minds, the mind of Christ will do the trick. We'll do it. Honor. Amen. God bless you. We have some singers and two, three songs, if that's okay. We'll make them real fast. God bless you, bro.
Bless you so much.
I want you to come and preach to the church.
I've heard enough.
Yes.
Okay. We'll arrange it.
God bless you.
And I've seen a million faces, and there were times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus lets me know I am His own.
I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I'd never know that God would solve them. I'd never know what faith in God will do. Trust in God through it all. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
I've learned to depend upon His word.
Looks like there's pain in your eyes. I can see tears, and I would imagine it's a long road you've traveled through the years. You must be hurting inside. I know the struggle, but what if I told you someone who cares about your trouble? Let me introduce you to Jesus. Let me introduce you to Him. He can take the rain away, cause the sun to shine again. Let me introduce you to Jesus. Let me introduce you to Him. I can't wait for you to meet my wonderful friend. Is there a problem that you've been facing? You can't seem to solve it. Is your mind and your heart racing and you can't calm them? Is the weight of the world so heavy on your shoulders? I've got good news for you, my friend. It's not over. Amen. Let me introduce you to Jesus. Amen. Let me introduce you to Him. He can take your frown away and make you smile again. Let me introduce you to Jesus.
Let me introduce you to him. I can't wait for you to meet my best friend. And if there's a mountain in your way, he'll help you climb it. And those stormy winds and rains, he can silence. You've tried everything that you know, and done all that you can. Now here we are, and it's not by accident. Oh, here is Jesus. Here he is. What can I say? I fail to explain his greatness. Here is Jesus. Here he is. I'll step out of the way and let you talk with him. You can call me crazy. You can say I'm a fool. I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes it seems so cruel. But I remember
sing with me.
Amen.
Amen. Ruth. Okay. I couldn't remember your name. They had to tell me. I went through Anna. I went through Anna. Anna and Amy and Sarah. Ruth. The baby. Good to have y'all with us today. Amen. Good job. Amen. We're going to, if you mind standing, please. We're going to receive the offering. Brother Alex, would you come and receive the offering for us, please, sir? Brother Alex, can you receive the offering? Yeah. You're the only one in the building named Alex. Bring it back up here when you're finished. Let's bow our heads. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Let's sing a little song, Brother Luis. Come and sing a song, and we'll. We got Brother Joel Brown from Brother Donnie Reagan's church, and I think he's going to sing too. And he's a wonderful brother. We met him several years ago, and just really appreciate him, and have always learned to love people that's got God in their heart. It's not hard to do. It's really not hard to do to love somebody that's got God in their heart, and we sure do appreciate him. And he'll be with us then. When we get finished, we'll go downstairs and continue fellowship. We'll have a meal, and just stay in fellowship as long as you want to. And don't worry about that storm.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
That's right.
If you worry about it, it'll make you sick. Yeah. Right? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It'll make you sick. We're just going to trust in God.
Amen.
We're the only people that know the person that can master that wind.
That's right.
Everybody else thinks, maybe, I don't know, he might be this. He's maybe one of three. No, he ain't one of three. He's the master of the wind. He's the one that'll control the whole thing. If you'll just let him, he'll control your life too. So let's sing another song, and we'll come. We'll bring Brother Joel out, and if we have any special, we can do that too. So.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
Just play that softly. I just want to say, I used to run a radio station online, and it's called the Eagle Cry Radio. Some of y'all may have seen it, long time ago, but I had songs on there from Brother Corley, and I never knew who he was. I just had him. I found him online. I found him on the Third Exodus website, I think, and I thought, oh, this brother's in Trinidad somewhere, or he's in Africa somewhere, you know. And then when I started coming visiting the Brother Tony's church, you know, to help interpret up there for different ministers that come in, I saw Brother Corley there. I said, and I recognize him because of his voice. He has a unique voice. And so it's a pleasure to have him here with us. I really enjoyed his music, and just appreciate all the songs, Brother David. Wonderful job. Amen. That one never gets old, that last one. So you did a wonderful job. Amen. Let's just sing this song, I'm No Longer a Slave to Sin. Amen. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. Just a little bit. Of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer Next verse.
Oh, from my mother's womb, you have chosen me.
Let's just sing it, just a cappella.
Oh, you split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I can stand and say I am a child.
Once again, with the instruments now.
Oh, you split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I can stand and say, child of God. Oh, I am a child of God. Once again, I am a child of God. Oh, just praise Him. If you're a child of God this evening, oh, He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hi, Brother Joel, come. Are you going to come? Okay. All right. All minds and hearts clear. Amen. I'm ever ready for the word.
Amen.
Most important part. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have Brother Joel Brown come. Amen. Let's sing the song, Word of God, Ever True. Amen.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound.
give us strength, help us go in this world where we roam. The word of God will guide us home. Word of God, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have
sing that once again.
Word of God, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God
impart. We have come with open hearts.
To worship him.
Amen.
Is that true?
Amen.
I hope you didn't come to see me, because I ain't got nothing to show you in this right here. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here, is it not? Amen. At this time of a fellowship and youth meeting, and we just cover it all, won't we, Brother Dale? Just get them all in here, you know. So it is truly good to be here, and appreciate Brother Dale for the invitation and coming, and just to send you greetings from Tennessee, from Word of Life Church, Brother Donnie Reagan and the saints there. And we're just living like you all are, just fighting the devil and winning. If you're not winning today, I hope you get a hold of some word today that'll help you live a little tighter. Amen. You may have your seats just a moment. Praise the Lord. I just, my goodness. I want to just say again thanks to Brother Dale and the church here for the invitation to come. But if you're looking for something essential or important, because the only person that I know to be, I can't be anyone other than who I am. Because Brother Dale, if he wanted Donnie Reagan, or if he wanted whoever, you know, if he wanted Brother Luis to come, if he wanted Brother Aaron to preach, that's who would be up here today. So I can't be anybody other than who I am. I don't know how to be anything other than. So if you're expecting anything other than that, if your expectations are beyond that, then I can confirm to you now you're going to be sorely disappointed. You say, well, who are you? I'm Brother Joel Brown. I'm from Tennessee by way of Virginia. I grew up in the hills of Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, just an old country boy, believe it or not. So as I say often, don't let this suit fool you. Because I grew up out in the country, out in an old holler, and, you know, growing up and playing in manure, squishing through my toes, and taking a bath in an old number 10 wash tub, having grown up without running water, had an outside toilet. So, but we're just here on our journey, on our way. Amen. Amen. He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was a lowly hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. I done started too high. Let's take it down. I'm already up here, Saints. Woo! You know, telling where we'll be. Amen. What were we in? What was that? See, I know nothing about keys. Y'all just have to find me. I done told you I'm who I am. Amen. Ooh, he left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. If that isn't love, amen. Then the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. Told me in the rags of my sin, he came and found me. He was longing to set me free, and knowing the end from the beginning, simply spoke and he quickened my seed. If that is love, amen. Then the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky. And the little sparrow, they can't fly. If that is in love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that isn't love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If he didn't love us, what is all this about, saints? We're just traipsing through time, going through life, just going through life. But we've got a hold of something. Something's been calling to us. Amen. We've seen our true identity. That'll be all. Musicians, if you have your adoption papers, turn with me to the book of John. Chapter 4, your adoption papers, your Bible. Come on now. You say, Brother Joe, I didn't bring my adoption. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the Word of God, your identity. Huh? Amen. St. John chapter 4. Amen. That came off of me, didn't it? I'll never forget, I remember years ago, Brother Fred Mullins was up home and if any of you all know Brother Fred, you know how wild he gets sometimes. Amen. And he jerked this thing off, and here he was. He just had it up like this, preaching. So, St. John chapter 4. We're going to read verses 7 and verse 29, just as a basis of inspiration for what the Lord has laid upon my heart to bring to you today. And how many loves the Word of God?
Amen.
Amen. And I pray that there will be something said today that will quicken a little more within us. Because it's about time to get out of here, saints.
Yes, sir.
And the reality is this. We're still here because that last one is not in.
Yes.
Now, what if that last one was here?
Hallelujah.
In this service?
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Because my purpose and my perspective and my inspiration, my motivation for doing what I do in Christ is to find that last one. You know, the prophet talked about how that if there was only one in Jeffersonville going, it was going to be him. Huh? So I just borrowed that inspiration and carried it over into looking for that last one. If the last one is going to be found, guess who's going to find that last one? So I may not be called across the sea or whatever, go somewhere, but where I am effective and where I traipse and where I go and do, I want to shed some light on everybody. By the way, that's not just up for the ministers. That's for everybody. Young, old, male, female, short, fat, white, black, yellow, whatever you are in this realm. Your calling is to be a light and a witness.
Yes,
St. John 4, verse 7, simply reads, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink." Verse 28, actually. "The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?"
Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our place in the building today.
Amen.
We thank you for a calling upon our lives. And when we hear that word, Lord, we immediately think of the ministry, the calling. But Lord, we've all been called into this walk. We've all been called into this way. And sure, there are different offices and different obligations and callings respectfully and particularly. But in the general sense of, or in the broad sense of, Father, we've all been called. And so we thank you for calling us into this place. This church, this building, this tabernacle, this sanctuary that was dedicated for the indwelling of your presence. And this place that was dedicated, this place that was built, Lord, brick and mortar and all of the things, the wood and the timber, all of these things that go, the shingles, all these things that go into construction. Lord, it was all for the saints to be able to have a place to bring their lick of fire. In order that lick of fire can start a bigger fire. So, Lord, that's why we're here today, oh God, to assemble in this place, to do our part, to say an amen, to clap our hands, to give you praise, to give you glory, to show forth to a dying world that you are still alive and that you are still doing. If you raised from the dead, if you rose like you said that you would, and we know that you did, then you will be continuing to do what you have always done. So therefore, there has to be somebody to get a hold of that understanding, to get a hold of that reality and make it live until you return, until you come back for us. So Father, we're gathered here, our place in the building, our licks of fire, and we're here to raise hands. We're here to worship you, and we're here to say, sicken. Sick that old devil and run him out of our lives. We're here to see chains are broken today. Yes, we're here for a youth service. We're here for a gathering. And Lord, humanity is such that as time goes on, Lord, we may have received the victory last Sunday or the last service that we were gathered, Wednesday night possibly. But here we are once again on a Saturday. And Lord, we need you once again. We've encountered some things in this old realm of time that, Lord, that make us feel dirty, that make us feel filthy, that's bombarding our minds. And, Lord, we need deliverance. We need victory. And I pray, oh God, with all that's within me, oh Lord, that you would just use me as an instrument of that power, oh God. That you'd come down and you would strike these old lips of clay. That you'd come down and you'd touch these old ears, oh God. Grant it, oh God, so the hearer can be blessed together with the speaker, oh God. And we can say within our souls, within the depths of who we are, did not our hearts burn within us as you came and talked to us along the way. So get your glory, Father God. Just reporting to service one more time. Who knows, this very well may be my last time. This might be our last time to gather here. So, Lord, may we not miss it. May we not miss our opportunity to lay hold on to eternal life. And it's in Jesus Christ we pray and ask these things. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, isn't he good? Isn't he good? We are presented with today a very familiar scripture. By the way, I often laugh when I even say that and hear it. A familiar scripture. They should all be familiar. But we're here with a story, and quite frankly, this is one of my most inspiring one of them in the scripture, because it speaks of a situation where, as I was just saying there a moment ago, the calling, the purpose, the desire that we should have to spread light. Because this little girl, this woman here at the well that day, she did not know that she was an eternal creature. But yet she was religious. She had an experience that let her know enough that, well, I believe the message, or we can say, I'll say it that way. I believe the message. I believe God sent a prophet. All of these things. But do you realize that you are an eternal creature? I'm thoroughly convinced that if we really knew who we were, then we would be doing those greater works that he spoke about. We would be seeing more done among us. But my thought today, just if you'll travel with me just for a moment, and for those that care, I'm looking at my watch. That I'm conscious of my time, and for those that care, I took my jacket off, so you think, well, he's either going to preach long or he's not. So I'll take care of all of you. You know, in a time like this, too, that, you know, the prophet says there's three types of believers in every service. So I've got a lot of work to do today. Is that right? Y'all listen fast and we might preach fast. But actually, in that, why are we here anyway? Who is rushing the preacher? Who are you? Don't rush the preacher. This is eternal life. Amen. You rush me if you want to, but you know what? I got brakes on this model. I might camp out for a little while around, so I better not feel that. So I give you permission to go now. If you need to go, go. But just a little thought. Again, I can only be me, by the way. Leaving things behind. Leaving things behind. John 4:3 says, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. Just to give a little backstory, just to gather my thoughts just a little bit. But Jesus takes out on this journey. And he doesn't take the route that most Jews would take. Right. If you just let me for a moment, I'm going to speak of him as being a Jew. We know he was neither Jew nor Gentile. But in this instance, he didn't take the route that typically a Jew would take. Because there were typically two routes that the Jews would take in order to prevent from going through Samaria, Sychar, which was a word of reproach. But they would either, looking at a map of the area there, they would either go up along the western side of the coast, along the Mediterranean. They'd travel that way. Or they would go up on the eastern side. They would go up the Jordan River, which would lead them into the Sea of Galilee. All for the benefit, even though it was longer, it took them longer to go that way. All for the benefit of not going through Samaria. Those people look funny. They smell funny. They act different. Huh? God put it on your heart. Maybe that beggar out on the street, literally, standing on the corner. God put it on your heart to go give them a little bit of food, a little bit of money, or to go witness to them. Well, I don't want to because they smell funny.
I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you are going to do to me. I want to show forth Jesus Christ wherever I go. Are we not called to be Jesus Christ, or are we not called to be Jesus Christ? And Jesus himself embodied love. And I say this everywhere I go because this is simply who I am. Jesus embodied love. And if we're not being that to everybody, if we're not being love to everybody, then we're missing it. Forget about William Branham. Forget about Malachi 4 in the sense of that message that he brought. If you're not being loved, forget all of that. But they would not go through Samaria because to them, the Samaritans were considered ethnically and religiously unclean. Hear me now. Now, in looking at it and studying it out, the distance is about a 70-mile period, and depending on what type of traveler you are or how long, whatever you take with you or who you're traveling with, this journey, this distance would take anywhere from two and a half days up to 2 weeks. Now, to the natural observer, being that this was the halfway point between what on his journey, the halfway point of the journey, it makes sense, looking at it from a natural observation, it makes sense that Jesus would be stopping to take a rest. Sure. Because even in verse 6 there, and John tells us, it even says that he was wearied with the journey. How many weary journey folk do we have today? Getting wearied along the way, doing what God has called you to do, but you get weary sometimes. Now, I like the cute folk. Y'all probably, if you heard me preach, you heard me say this many times. The cute folk, they don't get weary. I like those cute folk. Amen. Getting wearied with his journey. Here, the master of it all, the creator of everything, was weary. And if he got weary in what he was doing, so shall we. But we're still called. We still got a purpose. So St. John 4 introduces us to a woman, and we don't even know what her name was. Scripture don't even name her. She was unnamed. She was a nobody. She was a fringe dweller. And maybe you're here today. Maybe you feel like that little woman in the sense that you think that you're just a nobody. Why? Because somebody in church has treated you bad. If you're here today and feel that way, I'm letting you know that you are somebody in Christ. Amen. And if you are the person that's made that person feel bad, you better find out who you are in Christ. Because this word will make you, there's a power in this word that will cause you to live the right kind of life. I'm not talking about a form. I'm not talking about a tradition. I'm not talking about all of these things. I'm talking about a genuine life in Christ. You said, Brother Joel, that's mighty simple. Well, it's simply going to get us out of here one day. My, a fringe dweller. I began to think about these things of being invited to a youth service. The youth today, as well as even the adults, but the youth today, they're being bombarded with so much. So many things. There has to be somebody that's surrounding them in their life. Mom, Dad, don't give up on your youngin. I don't care where they are. I don't care where they what they've done. You still go out in love. You remember the prodigal son, that daddy, that father. He saw him from afar. He didn't write him off. He didn't dismiss him. Why? Because he loved that boy. That's your heritage. That's a part of your promise. Yes, to the natural eye, this was a chance encounter. Yes. To the critical eye, he should not have been where he was at that particular time. There's somebody somewhere always up in your business. Yes, sir. Somebody always meddling. That's right. You just might be meddling in the divine providence of God. Yeah. So get your little bony, scrawny finger. Put it in your pocket. Is that all right? Because divine leadership is never fully understood. It's never understood fully. Huh? People are not going to understand why you live the way that you live. It's not up to them to understand that. It's up to them to understand the Christ that's in. Show them Christ. Show them the manifestation of what love really is. Faith once delivered to the saints. The prophet says it this way. And there a visible light in the shape of a dove. What a faith he had. Talking about him being weary on his journey here. Or tying it in that way. Walked about calmly. Could you think of the weight? Many times I think of this. The weight and the strain that was on Jesus. The man, the body, the boy. The weight that was on him. But the prophet says it this way. He walked about calmly. His persecutors on every side making fun of him. Blasphemer, babbler. His own received him not, but he walked steady, knowing just exactly that God was in him ordaining his destination. God is in you ordaining your destination. You say, I don't understand what I'm going through. It's not important that you understand what you're going through. It's important that you understand where you're on your way to. If you understand where you're going, it'll help you a little bit of understanding where you are now. There you are. Every person that's born of the Spirit of God that knows that Holy Spirit's in you rests assured. God knows your destination. Walk calmly before Him. Leaving things behind. We'll get there shortly. So the Jews, they resented and despised the Samaritans. And guess what? The Samaritans resented and despised the Jews. Ain't that like the devil? They ain't going to shake my hand. I ain't going to shake theirs. They didn't invite me to dinner. I ain't going to invite them to dinner. You inviting them to dinner may be what breaks that devil. Where can I hide? So these two strangers, they begin to have a conversation. We're familiar with the story, I know. But it was his dress and it was his speech was all that she needed. Listen to this. It was all that she needed to know, not so much who he was, but rather what he was. The way he's dressed and the way that he spoke, and that was all that she needed to formulate an opinion. She was satisfied with what he was, but she needed to know who he was. Now, I often wonder how many Jews she had encountered in her past and in her goings about in life that had berated her, that had belittled her, that considered her nothing. Hear me now, Jews, religious people, treating somebody as though they're beneath them. In fact, I heard Brother Jewel Forney say this. This has stuck with me. This was years ago. He was speaking about this very encounter. And he said that when Jesus went out and began his public ministry, which we know that he identified who he truly was through this woman at this time. But he said the first spirit he encountered was racism. That's a real one. How you know, Brother Joe? Oh, it's real. It is real. So here she was, and no doubt that this man, she was thinking this, that no doubt this Jew, this man, she began because of she knew who he was and where he was from. No doubt she was bracing herself for slander, bracing herself for ridicule, another battle to be battled, another opportunity to be belittled. Maybe you come to church and you think, well, here I'm going to go to church again and nobody's going to befriend me. Nobody's going to shake my hand. Nobody's going to treat me kind. But you came anyway. You're here to receive something from the Lord. And sure enough, as expected, this stranger, this Jew, speaks to her as though she is nothing more than a servant. The first words out of his mouth to this woman was, "Give me something to drink." Let me tell you something, brother. Who in the world do you think you are? Do you not know I'm the bride of Christ? You know I've been called. I'm sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Really? Acting like that? Huh? Give me the drink. What does she say? Why are you asking me to get you something to drink? Y'all don't have anything to do with us Samaritans, remember? Attitude. That's the devil. If you got it, it's time to go. It's time to get rid of the attitudes. This is a word that's changing us, saints. Sweeping through the gates, that new Jerusalem, that new city. We think, well, I'm gonna make it in. Yes, you might, but guess what? That attitude, that nasty indifference that you have when you treat and encounter other people, that's not going. And you want to take it and you want to baby it and you want to hold it close to you. Get rid of that thing today. You said, well, my mama was that way. I ain't talking about your mama. Your mama's gonna be lost if she don't get rid of it. You're gonna be lost if you don't get rid of it. Amen, amen, amen. Give me the drink. Here she meets him, responds with an attitude. This is not looking too good, is it? It's not looking very good. Because the way you respond to the word will determine exactly what you get. We recall in the scriptures of Matthew 15 the story of the woman from Canaan who comes to Jesus. Her daughter is demon-possessed. Matthew 15:25, the Bible tells us that with her having this need, 15:25, Matthew, she says that she worshiped him. Now watch this. She worshiped him, and that word worship here in this particular instance meaning to kiss the hand. Like a dog licking his master's hand. So she comes up to him. She begins to worship. She begins to worship. So it's not so much that she has her hands up and she's praising or she's prostrate. She is at the master close enough to kiss his hand. Like a dog licking his master's hand. And she's saying, Lord, help me. Help me. She's worshiping him. And what does he do? Watch this. He meets her in the condition that she meets him in. He responds to her in the way that she responded to him. You think you're a dog? Hear this. I'm not called to your race. I'm not called to give you dogs food. Huh? She came at him in that way, so he presents a word to her to see what she's going to do. And we know the prophet says that even Jesus himself could not run her off. That's right. Yep. In that condition, in her low state, in her